Welcome, 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 welcome to Black on Black on Black. You're here with DJ D Fantastic and nobody. I like to tease y'all with that because I'm always a little amused that whenever I am here in the studio by myself, I imagine y'all are kind of wanting DJ Queen to be here, but she's not here. It's just me, D Fantastic. But I do have a little special guest that's running around the studio with me today. But in case it's your first time listening to Black on Black on Black, it is a show about a Bay Area native and a transfer from the city south. That's me. We explore the rural San Francisco and larger Bay Area by finding scenes, creating memes, and obviously being obscene. You can listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. So, I've got some events to highlight, but also, as you can hear, there's someone in the studio with me today, and that is my little co-star, aka DJ Chubbs in the building, my child. Her dad's out on a work trip. DJ Queen is out, so you know we're just rocking in the studio today, which would be very exciting. So I'm sure you'll hear random little ad libs from DJ Chubbs. That will be her, her name for today. So anyways, want to highlight some events. This is, we're ending Women's History Month, so I want to highlight some stuff pertaining to that. First off, there is a Women's History Month exhibit, Women in Math, which is ending tomorrow on March 31st. It's at the Exploratorium. So it's highlighting women in math throughout special profiles placed across the museum, each connected to a very hands-on exhibit. Visitors can learn about pioneers like Ada Lovelace, Katherine Johnson, Miriam Mirzakhani, Grace Hopper, and Mariel Vasquez, exploring their contributions to math, science, and technology. Guests can follow dedicated exhibit guide map to find Chubbs. What's going on with you, huh? You what? Hold on. Let me see if I can turn this mic on. What are you saying? Explain yourself, please. Talk to that. Nothing. Okay. Anyways, so you can support their contributions to math, science, and technology. Guests can follow a dedicated exhibit guide map to find each profile and dive deeper into their stories. In addition to that, this Saturday at Laney College, the Golden State Storm is playing their second game of the season at 7 p.m. They're playing the Las Vegas Silver Stars. In case you don't know, the Golden State Storm is the Bay Area's newest sports team, and it is comprised of entirely women. It is the Women's Professional Tackle Football Team. They're part of the WNFC, Women's National Football Conference, which has 16 teams now, and they are part of the Western Conference, obviously. So the Golden State Storm, this is their inaugural season. Very first game was last Saturday. This is their second game. Come out, support them. It's really fucking badass. You've got women in full pads, full football pads, tackling each other, you know, making touchdowns, scoring. It's fucking great. So come out, support the team. Tickets are literally only $27.62. Like, that's crazy. So less than $30, you can hang out, see a groundbreaking sport happening in your own backyard with some badass women in Oakland. So, and outside of that, of course, there will be drinks and food provided by local Bay Area partners. And there's even a family fun kids zone. So, you know, little kids can be entertained as well. So come on out. Again, that's Saturday at Laney College. The Golden State Storm is playing the Las Vegas Silver Stars. Kickoff starts at 7 p.m. Lastly, you know, we've got some local band here called the Sour Flowers. they are playing at Radio Habana this Thursday, April 2nd, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you can catch a night of soulful, roots-driven sound as Sour Flowers takes the stage at Radio Habana Social Club. They're going to be blending Americana, folk, and country influences. This San Francisco-based band delivers a rich, down-home sound led by Deepa Verma on banjo, Kate Goldstein on the fiddle, and Jeff Gomez on bass, of course, with the occasional rhythmic flair of spoons in the mix. So you can expect kind of an intimate, feel-good set full of storytelling, twang, and Bay Area charm, perfect for easing into the night with live music and community vibes. So there you go. That's what's going on in the Bay Area as far as, especially, and speaking of Women's History Month, some of those highlighting women history events. So as far as black dates go, today, in case y'all didn't know this, Brandy was honored with the 2,839th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, following her contributions to the entertainment industry. The multi-platinum Grammy award-winning recording artist and actor accepted her star and delivered a very moving speech regarding her upbringing as a young child star. Outside of that, Charles Barkley kind of spoke out on immigration recently. So during a segment about the UConn Huskies star Alex Karaban and his family, who immigrated to the United States from Ukraine and Belarus between 1996 and 2001 on a work visa, Charles Barkley noted that immigration is a very touchy subject for him. He then spoke about the treatment of legal immigrants on CBS's Sunday March Madness. He said, quote, "The way some of these other immigrants are getting treated in our country right now is a travesty and a disgrace. I think there's a difference between amazing immigrants and criminal immigrants. And I think what's going on in our country or we're doing to some of these amazing immigrants is really unfortunate and it's really sad. That's a great immigrant story, but some of the stuff happening to immigrants in our country right now is really unfortunate and is really unfair. But immigrants built this country and we should admire them and respect them." So I think we can appreciate the sentiment, of course. But at the same time, I do think it's interesting he highlighted that there's just, you know, a bit of a difference, right, between, you know, a good immigrant story and a not so good immigrant story. I mean, bro, like, me and your family, our ancestors were dragged over here. Like, let's be fucking for real, all right? As well as, like, so many other immigrants that just came, slunk right in, especially, like, you know, Italians back in the day, some Irish back in the day. Like, I mean, let's just be fucking real. Immigration has been really, really weird and strange for the U.S. Some people were dragged here. Some people kind of slunk their way in. And we have all built this country, whether you came here with all the papers or not, right? I mean, at the end of the day, this land was stolen. So it's we have to respect everyone who wants to be here. You know, we... sorry, I got distracted by my own child. And so we have to be very mindful of how we talk about immigration like that, right? Like, there's all sorts of really wonderful stories that have nothing to do with the paperwork that's provided, you know? So, anyways, outside of that, Chile is letting the world know she is not MAGA, despite reports showing she donated to the Trump National Committee several times. The donations range from $45 to $100. She says she made the mistake of not reading the fine print and believing she was donating to, quote, causes against human trafficking and for veterans. She also clarifies an alleged repost from her page that involved derogatory statements about Michelle Obama. She says she did not know how the post was reposted and that she had the utmost respect for Michelle Obama. She adds she voted for Barack Obama during both his terms. I mean, I don't fucking know. Look, honestly, I don't think I've ever donated to something that I didn't read the fucking fine print. I also believe that there's just celebrities are severely out of touch. So maybe she read something about veterans needing more money and that somehow got donated to MAGA. Just she saw something on Instagram, clicked, oh yeah, support on GoFundMe, and somehow that got donated to, you know, the Trump National Committee. I don't know. Would I be shocked if that happened? Not at all. I think that people just kind of click into things, don't know what the fuck that they're doing, and will just dive right into it like idiots. So who knows? But I think it's really fucking funny. Like, I would personally hate for anyone to ever, if I've ever donated to that, I would rather just, I would own it, right? I'd be like, fuck, I didn't fucking read it. But, you know, I think it's hilarious, and all in all, you know, whatever. Let's see. So, oh, right. Big tragedy. So Shell Diamond Sanchez McRae, 42-year-old black trans woman and beloved drag performer were shot and killed. Fela Chubbs. No. Was shot and killed in Petersburg, Virginia. Her body was discovered in her home in the early hours of March 13th after authorities entered through an unsecured door and found her with multiple gunshot wounds. Despite limited details about the circumstances surrounding her death, early reports misgendered her, highlighting an ongoing issue in media coverage that can obscure the realities of anti-trans violence. Known as Mabel to friends and family, Sanchez McRae was a celebrated figure in the drag community, earning titles like Miss Mayflower, End of the Year in 2015, and Miss Charlotte, FFI at Large in 2020. Her passing has prompted an outpouring of grief, including tributes from fellow performers like Kennedy Davenport, which you may know from RuPaul's Drag Race. She's the first known reported killing of a trans person in 2026, and her funeral was held on March 27th in Petersburg as loved ones and community members gathered to honor her life and legacy. One thing I want to continue to point out, and we've talked about this before, but for this show, for Black on Black on Black, we believe trans women are women. And so it is hard to hear that a woman, especially a black trans woman, lost her life during Women's History Month. And so, I want to highlight just how unfortunately prevalent the violence against black trans bodies are. It is a certain type of oppression that is extremely hard and difficult to manage. So, big loss for the community, and I just wanted to tell her story a little bit today. In a less tragic, but still slightly tragic news, although more hilarious, hackers linked to the Iranian government breached the personal email account of Kash Patel and released photos and documents online, according to reports confirmed by sources familiar with the incident. While the hackers framed it as a major intrusion into FBI systems, officials clarified that the breach was limited to Patel's private email containing personal, business, and travel-related correspondence dating from 2011 to 2022. The FBI stated that no classified or government information was compromised, and steps have been taken to mitigate any potential risk. Authorities have linked the attack to the Handala Haq team, an Iran-connected group known for targeting U.S. officials, and are offering a $10 million reward for information leading to those responsible. This incident follows a pattern of cyber activity tied to escalating geopolitical tensions. Really, Chubbs? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that, how do you feel about that?
You feel okay?
I'm glad DJ Chubbs is feeling fine about the head of the FBI being fucking hacked. Anyways, you know what? And you know what, Chubbs? I appreciate that. I appreciate your optimism. That's what we need to have. U.S. officials and are offering a $10 million reward for information leading to those responsible. This incident follows a pattern of cyber activity tied to escalating geopolitical tensions, particularly involving Iran. It is not the first time Patel has been targeted. Previous efforts in 2024 also aimed at accessing communications of officials connected to Donald Trump's circle alongside others in government. Despite actions taken by the United States Department of Justice to disrupt such groups, Iranian-linked hackers continue to carry out cyber attacks, spread propaganda, and retaliate against perceived geopolitical actions. Also, one of the funniest things about all of this is that apparently the hackers released info about Kash being signed up to multiple different porn sites and actually commenting on the videos. So in case you're ever watching porn and you see comments on videos, this is that's who's commenting. It's like an ongoing joke. You know, who is actually commenting on porn? And it is Kash Patel. So now you know, and it is a thing. So, yeah, anytime you're wondering who's weirdly commenting on these extremely crazy fucked up videos that I know you people are watching because you're sick. it's the FBI. So there you go. Anyways, we're going to get into our first Would You Rather. If you're listening and you have my number, feel free to answer this Would You Rather, and I will come back to it when we are back on the show. What's wrong, Chubbs? You want to get down?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk with me on the show?
No.
No? Okay. Well, DJ Chubbs says she's out. So anyways, would you rather live in a world where women are stronger than men physically, for sure? No, we don't change shape at all. We're just definitively stronger than men, or women are the only human beings who have the ability to control and do magic. So let me know what you think. obviously, this full playlist is only going to be women artists, which I'm very excited about. And it's a little scattered. I was a bit busy today, so it's kind of all over the place as far as like timing and vibes, but enjoy yourself. And obviously the first song has to be International Woman of Leisure by LaRue, which, by the way, me and DJ Queen saw LaRue at Crossed, that festival we were talking about last time. So check it out.
Thank you. a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. I suggest you don't try me. I'm real unstable when I'm off that YG. Half of LA friends don't mind me. I stand 5'3 and I'm real feisty. What I need, pretty nigga, palm trees. Got my own money, bitches, nothing you can buy me. Nope, Brooklyn, baby, we could take it there. And if they want smoke, we can put it in the air, yeah. Ooh. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. What you say? What that mean? I don't know. Top shelf, bitch, I'm on the honor roll. Hot fire, make your niggas stop and roll. That booty, ooh, she jiggle like a jelly roll.
Damn.
Chocolate, I'm looking edible. Running through the money, bitch, I feel incredible. Invite me to your party, but I never go. I be too caught up with that bankroll. My dude real hood, mouth full of gold. Real hood, do rag on. Ambitious nigga, damn, he got it going on. He just graduated college about a week ago. You can work at CVS, long as you don't keep me stressed. Cause I need a nigga that's just, yes. I'm not with the disrespect, miss me with that indirect. Smoke him like a cigarette, puff pass. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts.
What you say? What you say?
This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. Girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts. This shit is a girl blunt. I only smoke girl blunts.
yeah, back it, back it. Yeah, pull up to the bumper game with the signal. Cover me, cause I'm changing light, a handle on it. My life, but I'm broke it. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you saying it. When I'm banging on the radio, chain hits my chest. When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain hits my chest.
When I'm banging,
get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going on to bitch, I'll see for a million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind, kisses leaving just to kill. Shift gear, automatic, damned if I do. Who is gonna stop me when I'm coming through? What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands tight. Don't go screaming.
So heavy and I try. The boys wanna be her. The girls wanna be her. The boys wanna just a dude. The way you rock, non-stop. Girl, you got the chops. Flip-flop, she bops. Self-taught, your licks are hot. Her lyrics heave, kids receive. Crawling up the sleeve, parents peeve. Can't conceive that her deed will never leave.
And we love it.
We're back with Black on Black on Black. That was Boys Wanna Be Her by Peaches, which if you haven't heard that song, how? Like, Peaches is so fucking legendary, and yeah, please listen to her. She's actually coming to the Bay Area very soon. Let me see if I can look that up for y'all real quick. Let's see. Peaches is coming to San Francisco when? No. Did that already pass? No way. No way. Peaches was here on March 19th? Y'all don't understand. No, I can't be. This can't have happened. Man, I am actually so sad about that. Fuck. Okay, well, Peaches is no longer here, but she was here on March 19th. Of this year, so I don't think I was back, or if I was back, I was so exhausted from being at a two-day music festival, EDM festival, so it is what it is, but that's all right. Anyways, Peaches is amazing. One thing that I really enjoy about Peaches is that she's kind of one of, like, she's definitely not the first, but she really kind of made a name for herself with her just extremely crass, like, overtly, like, sexual lyrics, and kind of just like a fuck you to capitalism and oppression and patriarchy that I just love. You know, I've always loved women who are like that, who are just absolutely just, I don't care what you think about me, I'm a human first. Woman is part of me, but I'm a human, you know. I like to do things, I like to live, I like to drink, I like to laugh, I like to have sex, like that. I'm a woman, you know, I'm a human, and I always appreciate that, you know, because when you think about it, for eons it feels, we have been told as women that we cannot at all be given those sort of privileges. We don't like to do those things. We don't like to drink, we don't like to party, we don't like to, you know, enjoy life, which is completely wrong, you know. And so I always do really appreciate when stuff like that just is, you know, when artists like that are able to tap into that. So, look, yeah, Peaches, hope your show was amazing in San Francisco. I will catch you next time. And just as a reminder, this is actually Black on Black on Black. Oh, yes, DJ Chubbs, what'd you say? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes, anyways, it's Black on Black on Black. We're here every 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays. This is DJ D Fantastic with the special guest DJ Chubbs, because my other co-host is not here. So, anyways, so I kind of wanted to get into, because Women's History Month, I kind of wanted to just like do a general, like, how are women doing in general, like right now? So, in America, job opportunities have looked a lot different for women than they did 50 years ago, right? Women have made a lot of gains in both labor force participation, wages. I mean, they've increased their presence in highest paying jobs. Like, and all this is really, you know, all this has really progressed for a long time, right, Chubbs? Yeah? Yes, exactly. And so, but unfortunately, if you have not noticed, the progress has stalled in recent years, right? And large gender gaps are persisting despite the progress that we've seen over the past 50 some odd years, right? And this persists literally from top levels of government until business leadership and down below. So here's some interesting statistics that I kind of want to talk about. We're going to cite a 2023, so 2023 data, because it was really, 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 really in-depth. So, women made up 47% of the U.S. civilian labor force in 2023, up from 30% in 1950, but this has stagnated, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The share of women in the labor force generally grew throughout the second half of the 20th century, but has since leveled off. Now, women outnumber men in the U.S. college-educated workforce, making up like up to 51% of those ages 25 and older. About a third of workers in the country's 10 highest paying occupations, 35%, are women, up from 13% in 1980. So lots of progress is being made, right? Like highest paying occupation, 35% of them are women. That's fantastic, right? And the share of women in opposite sex marriages or heterosexual marriages who earn as much as or more than their husbands has roughly tripled over the past 50 years, right? So the gender pay gap, the mean, the difference between the median earnings of men and women, has still remained relatively flat in the U.S. over the past two decades, according to analysis of hourly earnings of full and part-time workers. In 2022, U.S. women typically earned 82 cents per every dollar men earn. This is about the same as in 2002 when women earned 80 cents to the dollar. So we're not, although women are obviously taking more higher-paying jobs, obviously, you know, dominating more and more in the workforce, we still have that gap. And so, you know, there's factors that are at play, and I'll talk about what the data is saying here. When asked about the factors that may play a role in the gender wage gap, half of the U.S. adults point to employers treating women differently as a major reason. An October 22 survey shows. Smaller shares point to women making different choices about how to balance work and family, with 42% and working jobs that pay less at 34%. Women are much more likely than men, so 61% of men versus 61% of women versus 37% of men, to say a major reason for the gap is that employers treat women differently. And I definitely can attest to that, right? I mean, as y'all know, I got laid off last year in around October. And one thing that was very stark to me about this layoff was that it was a group of layoffs that had been happening intermittently. And most of the people that were laid off were not only women, many of them also had children, right? And so me being one of them. Now, could they outright say that my abilities, what'd you say, Chubbs? What? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. I agree. One thing that is really okay. One of the things that became very apparent to me when I first started, or I got another manager while working there, was that the things that I did for my family were not well received. Right, like. It wasn't well received that I would need to go pick up and drop off my child right at 9, right? It wasn't well received that I had to go and do things for my kid and pick them up at 3, or at least initially, versus 5 p.m. And what was odd to me is that when I first started into, you know, the workforce, right? Like when I worked at one of my other jobs in the office, many parents would get off and go pick up their kids at 2:30, 3 p.m. and that sort of thing. And never mind the fact that a lot of parents do that in the Bay Area because Bay Area transit, while offered, there's not a lot of actual school buses. So unlike Texas, where I'm originally from, if your kid gets out at 2:30, they're like next to no buses. So if you want to pick them up and take them home, if you want them to get home under what you feel is a more safer environment than taking public transit, you have to go pick them up, you know? And so that is one of the things that kind of stood out to me. That is one of the things that kind of stood out to me about this was I remember being in the office back when we go to the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we would often have to essentially, like, you know, people would get in there early because they're dropping off their kids, and then they got to leave at 3 to go pick up their kids. And it was very, very normal. And yet somehow, post-COVID and all of that, even though I was working from home, this is a fully, fully remote job, I could feel the tension between myself and my managers, the fact that I had to go take care of my child, right? And while me and my husband would, you know, switch back and forth, it was still very much so, it felt very negative. Even though I would say I would make up work later, I would show up earlier on the days I didn't have to bring my kid in. And so, you know, it was it still felt very much so not received in a positive way. And I can guarantee you that I am not the only woman who felt that, right? So this is not uncommon to me, especially when, you know, the reality of it is that if you as a mother have a longer maternity leave, meaning you get to spend more time with the kid, you fall into more routine with the kid, you can sometimes bond a little harder with the kid in a different way than the father does. And so, you know, a lot of the kind of tasks and stuff and routines fall on you. And so when you are trying to figure out who's doing what for the kid and the family more often than not, sometimes it's the mom. And we see that with all sorts of parents. While I agree that the fathers, the millennial fathers and the Gen X fathers are obviously way ahead of the boomer fathers and beyond, and this is just generally speaking, there's still a lot of ways to go, but paternity leave is not nearly long enough. It should be matched, I believe, to maternity leave so that the fathers can still build up that same kind of rhythm, can still build up the same types of routines so that when it's time to take over and re-enter the workforce, everyone's on the same page. It doesn't fall back to the mom who's happened to stay out of the workforce as much longer, right? So I think there's a big element to that. Women are definitely treated differently when it comes to, especially when it comes to starting a family. Never mind how we're perceived when we're asked, when we're trying to ask for raises, when we're trying to ask for different sort of career paths, right? So I definitely agree with that. Additionally, women still lag in top leadership positions in business and government. Now, this is dated from 2023 still. Federal and state legislators, 28% of U.S. congressional members and about a third of state legislators are women. 8 Democratic and 4 Republican women serve as governors. In Joe Biden's cabinet at the time, it was a rare example of gender parity in government leadership. 25 cabinet or cabinet level positions, so about 48% were held by women. As far as executive business leadership, 11% of Fortune 500 company CEOs are women, along with 30% of Fortune 500 board members. So it's still behind. And I mean, obviously, this is 2023. It's much different in 2026. I was trying to grab that data before I left, but I just, you know, I wasn't able to snag that. And I think we're definitely going behind. You know, I'll never forget, my father did say this when I was laid off. He just fully believed. He was like, they're trying to send y'all back into the Stone Age in regards to women. Like, they really are trying to send us back. Never mind just how difficult the labor force is right now. It wouldn't surprise me if a lot of employers in general are trying to, if they're going to hire anyone, they can almost guarantee that, you know, a cis man is not going to get pregnant, right? So, like, could there be some disparity in regards to, like, who's being hired right now in an already very volatile workspace? Absolutely. Another thing I want to talk about in regards to, like, how women in general are doing. So mental illness among women is on the rise. I mean, but look at the state of the world. Are you shocked? 1 in 5 women, 19%, experience a common mental health disorder such as anxiety or depression, compared with 1 in 8, to 12% in men. 53% of women who have mental health problems have experienced abuse. More than three quarters of women, 78% of women, have faced extensive physical and sexual violence in both childhood and adulthood, experiencing life-threatening trauma. And 60% have post-traumatic stress disorder. Over a third of women who have faced extensive physical and sexual violence in both childhood and adulthood have attempted suicide. And a fifth, 22%, have self-harmed. Women in poverty are more likely to face poor mental health, with 29% of women in poverty experiencing a common mental health disorder, compared to 16% of women not in poverty. Women in poverty who have experienced abuse are even more likely to experience poor mental health, which is sad because it's a cyclical thing, right? You're in poverty, you're impoverished, you're already struggling, you could be in a food desert, you have no or little to no access to proper food, you know, funding with EBTs are being cut as well. You barely have access to health insurance, whether it's Medicare or Medicaid, those sorts of things. And you're struggling because of that. You may get laid off because the labor force is struggling. And now you have little to no access to mental health resources. So it's definitely a cyclical issue, which disproportionately can affect women, right? A lot more women are left with children than men are, right, in regards to single parenthood. So none of this is uncommon, which just goes to show that there's a lot of issues happening when it comes to what women are going through. And one thing that I think, especially amongst my friends that it's always very disheartening to hear and talk about, is like, I don't know a single woman who hasn't been assaulted, myself included, right? I mean, it's very, very sad. But it's true. I mean, I've had whole nights ruined because some guy decided to touch me in a way that I didn't want to be touched. You know, I mean, you're just existing and you're trying to live your life and it happens to you and it's awful. You feel dehumanized. You feel reduced down to just the flesh and bone of who you are rather than the human being and your soul. And it's disgusting. And yet it's so hard to get access to mental health resources when those are just the things that we're going through already. Never mind the women that are disproportionately affected in states who pretty much eliminated abortion access and reproductive rights. So imagine their trauma and their stress. One thing that me and DJ Queen have talked about in the past is like, if there's something that I could do, right? If I became president tomorrow or whatever, or if I just was a billionaire and wanted to spend a lot of money helping people, I think it'd be a great idea to almost like create political refugees, right? Like when I talk to people who know me and I tell them I'm from Texas, one of the things that I always like to make a joke about, it's like, I am a political refugee, right? Like I left Texas to escape what has become kind of a political hellscape, right? Like access to abortion is next to null. Gun safety laws are just being slashed left and right. And slowly but surely the public education system is also being harmed. You know, they're moving to charter schools at a quicker and faster pace. And so it's definitely disarming and alarming to know that women everywhere are just kind of struggling. And this doesn't even touch on the loneliness. Yes, we talk about male loneliness epidemic as well. But if you don't think that women out there are also lonely, we're lonely. And I'm not lonely in particular, but we do experience, especially women who are trying to find partners who want to be with someone long term. I mean, the dating scene is just atrocious right now. So anyways, I did want to kind of talk about what women are kind of going through in America right now. And yet we persist. And I'm proud of us for that. So I hope that we can kind of take what I've talked about and apply that to how we want to approach and vote on things. And yeah, so anyways, that's the kind of state of women in America right now. And with that, I am going to play Wanna Be by Glorilla and Meg Thee Stallion.
Never got the cookie, but got my name Teddy. Killer word, don't know who he killed. I heard that main Teddy. Never fool, when it's time to eat, I be his main platter. NYC, New York Fashion Week, Tommy Hill jacket. Tell these hoes to stay dangerous, cause now one of they niggas safe. My niggas say he faithful, I still got a free hole just in case. I can't lie, I used to simp so hard, but them my old ways. It's 300, 65 days in the year, come play with me on none of them days. Fucking ass, freaking nigga. Don't even wear no condoms. Don't know how to treat a lady.
your bitch. Mama. Pussy wet, good ass neck.
That's me.
So I talk how I want. Save a nigga who, bitch. Do I look like fucking Superwoman?
God. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'm
real
leaving.
Hoes
love me like Justin Bieber.
B-A-D-D-E-S-T. Same hoes hating, used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready, when I'm coming like Freddy, I'm mother. Hanging on my chick is your daddy. Clock that T, bitch catch it. You look like a discount meat on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on bitches. I'm showing my titties, I tore up the city. A P-I-M-P, I be whoring these niggas. He run back to me cause you boring a nigga. Fuck is a layover, I ain't waiting. I get the bag, then I change destination. These niggas be crazy, I don't blame them. I'm a dog too, I don't wanna change them. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum. I don't wanna be saved, don't save me. You for everybody, nigga, don't claim me. Hate a nigga tryna tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy, I'm not your baby. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'ma leave him. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber. Go, man.